Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Settle for More podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Wright, and I have designed this space for you. Yeah, you, the woman who is ready to walk out on her fears, step into her dreams, and own her power by shifting her mindset from feeling not enough to taking action and to becoming more than enough whilst settling for more. Well, hey, there, self-leaders and CEOs. I know exactly what you're thinking. Like, seriously, Nicole, where have you been? It's been a while. I know. But I've been in other spaces. I've been on Instagram, you know, I've been on Facebook. So I've been around, but I wanted to come and just have a heart-to-heart conversation with you today. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, unmasking ourselves and stepping into that journey of authenticity, right? So let's explore that together. Let's talk a little bit about what does it truly mean to live beyond the mask we wear? And if we really pause to really take the time to seek the truth of who we are at our core, right? So think about it. We wear masks daily. Some of us wear the ever-ready mask, the caretaker mask, the perfectionist mask, the I've got it together mask, the I'm okay mask, I'm strong, nothing can touch me mask. But the question is, why do we cling to these identities? And I am left to wonder, is it the fear of vulnerability? Or perhaps sometimes for some of us, it could be longing for acceptance, that sense of belonging. I remember years ago, I was hosting a workshop and I posed a question that is seemingly simple. And the question was, who are you? And as I listened to the responses that were filling the room, I noticed that there was a particular pattern. People were sharing titles, roles, societal labels, mom, wife, business owners. And this was an eye-opener for me because it led me to realize that our identities are so intertwined with external labels that we often overlook the essence beneath, the core of who we are. And so I'm going to ask you to just pause for a moment and let us do a little bit of reflection. I want you to think about the roles that you identify with. And ask yourself, why do I gravitate towards these particular labels? What do they say about you? Right? Think about that. And more importantly, what might they hide or conceal about your true self? You know, think about it. If someone were to stop you, like in the middle of the street, and ask you, who are you? What would your response be in that moment? And I know that making that decision and that choice to venture beneath the surface, and that's the surface of our curated self, right? Because we all wear these masks and we project to the world in a certain way, the way that we want to be accepted or the things that we want to be known for. And so I know how daunting it can be, but it's really important that we really lean into curiosity. And this is helping us to move from the fear that we hold that if we were to remove these masks, we will not be accepted, we would not be loved. And if we really step out of that space of fear and step into the space of curiosity, we recognize that there's so much that could guide us to understand our authentic selves. So when you think about just getting curious for a moment, it empowers us to really question, to explore, and to go beneath the layers that we have of our roles. Think about your passions and your dreams and the truths that you're holding about yourself that are probably dormant, right? And we shield these by the roles that we play. And so if you were to take a moment to dare to venture beneath the surface, you'll recognize that there is so much more. Because it is in this exploration that we begin to uncover, discover, and connect with our true essence, who we are. And I know that really taking the time to do this work can leave us feeling naked, right? Exposed, vulnerable. And if you think about it, when you decide to remove the mask and get in touch with yourself, it opens up that space for innovation, creativity, and change. Most importantly, it gives us an opportunity to connect with ourselves, to love on ourselves, to accept ourselves. And so the courage to be seen, and when I say seen, I mean really be seen for who we are, our passions, our values, our dreams, is powerful. And I know that making that choice can be hard because where you are may be comfortable, right? And there's comfort in the familiar, right? In the identities that we have created and crafted and the ones that we live within. Yet curiosity over comfort is what I'm offering that you choose. So I want you to reflect again on a moment when you know within your heart that you chose curiosity over comfort. When you decided to step out of your comfort zone and try something new because you were curious. And think about, what did you learn in those moments? What was true for you in those moments? And so if you think about those moments and the benefits of those moments and what that meant to you, you'll recognize that in curiosity sometimes versus comfort is where we find ourselves. And when you think about comfort, right, it's pushing you further. It's stretching you. And the first step really to unmasking ourselves is to really take that leap to find our true selves. And so I'm going to ask you, as you go about your day-to-day activities and tasks, what is one step that you can take this week to peel back the layers of your identity? And it might be something as simple as spending a day without titles, noticing who you are when you are not playing a role. I'm inviting you to embrace this challenge and journal about that particular experience. And so, as we wrap up, I want you to think about, how would your life change if you had the courage to remove the mask? How would your life change if you really got into self-exploration? What would be different for you? What are some things that you think you would be able to experience that you're not experiencing now? Just pause for a moment and think about that. If I decided today I want to unmask, what would be true for me? And so I want to share some tips that will help you to start the process and hold yourself accountable for being intentional about removing the mask that we often wear. And so here are my tips. Spend some time reflecting on the roles that we play. Identify the roles that you play in your life daily, whether it is parent, partner, CEO, business owner. And reflect on, why do you gravitate towards these identity? And what aspects of your true self might they be overshadowing? Really powerful question. I'd like to offer that you also embrace curiosity. And that is allowing curiosity to guide your exploration of self by asking the question, why? Sometimes when we think about the question why, it reveals for us our habits, our preferences, and most importantly, our fears. And this will allow you to have a deeper understanding of yourself and your inner world, that space that you're choosing to live in. I want to offer as well that you practice vulnerability. You know, I'm big on communities and groups that support with one particular goal in mind, one particular vision. So I'm offering that you find a safe space and even safe relationships where you feel free to express your true self. That's your thoughts, your feelings, your passions, and your desire. And be intentional around sharing. Share things that you typically keep hidden for yourself, because this is powerful and it helps you to start unmasking so that others are able to really embrace and experience your authentic self. My fourth tip is that you intentionally seek discomfort. Yeah. And that is by challenging yourself to step out of your comfort zone regularly. So this might mean that you try new things, that you initiate difficult conversations, you express a desire, you set up boundaries where you normally wouldn't, because growth happens in this discomfort, right? You begin to peel back the layers so you can connect with who you are. Mindful observation is also important. So select a time each day to observe your thoughts, your behaviors, and that is without any judgment, without any blame, without any shame, without any guilt. Notice when you're putting on the mask. So what are the triggers? And gently, I want you to be really gentle with yourself. Question its necessity and the impact that these masks are having on your true authenticity. Engage in things like writing, painting. So things that bring out that creative side. And maybe challenge yourself, and if you're a part of a group, to have a no roles day. And that is spending a day without adhering strictly to the roles that you usually play. And I want you to observe how it feels. Pay close attention to the challenges that are arising. Be kind to yourself. And so as you explore the depths of your being, as you step into this journey of asking yourself the question, who am I? Write down what is coming up for you without judgment again. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Without the mask, without pretending, without covering up. Remember that the journey of really getting vulnerable and getting naked with ourselves is really a marathon. It's not a sprint. And it's a marathon of discovery, acceptance, and most importantly, transformation. It's really about finding joy in uncovering the layers of our true essence, piece by piece. Because when you do, you are, in fact, settling for more.